from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Texans offense. Here's Dalton Schultz talking about why he thinks this offense could be even more explosive than it was last year.
Big, dude. Like, whenever you have, like, vertical threats, like, teams drop deeper. Linebackers, now their hook drops are, you know, 12 yards instead of 8. Like, it affects everything. Even when they feel that, like, vertical push, the guys are trying to stay on top. And when you got two burners, when you add Nico to that mix, like, so three guys can stretch the field, man. So it opens up stuff underneath sometimes and in certain coverages. And honestly, like, it creates space for us in the backs. And, like, I love having it because it's playing our defense is, like, hard in practice because, like, they're in your hip all the time, whether they're zone or man. It's, like, it's frustrating. And then you get to some games and it's, like, teams are just spot drop and you feel that space. You know what I mean? And so very beneficial for sure.
Boner alert.
Damn, all right, why was that? Why did that get you so football horny?
Well, because it's real. I mean, it's spot on. It's from a player that's inside the locker room that knows the playbook like the back of his hand and is a very, very good pass catching tight end. First of all, so the source I think makes it real. It just confirms a lot of we talked about yesterday. To be honest with you, defenses won't be able to suffocate this offense the way that they did at times last year. You can think back to the Atlanta game. And how they treated this offense and ended up winning that ball game. But nonetheless, like, so the source I think is huge. It confirms some of the conversations that we've had over the last couple of days. I think if you we've talked a lot about Diggs, we've talked a lot about Laremy Tunsil, we talk a lot about CJ Stroud, we talk a lot about Joe Mixon, add all these pieces that they're adding, and it really doesn't mean a damn thing. You look at the team as a whole, the offense as a whole. And what happens because you added those players, in particular, we're talking about Diggs and the emergence of Tank Dell and Nico Collins. What happens? What does it mean? We know they can play, but, like, what does it mean? We can sit here and talk about, well, defenses don't have the ability to suffocate the Texans the way that they did last year. What does that mean? Dalton Schultz just told you, right? Not only did Dalton Schultz just tell you that the threat of those three guys and how explosive they are is going to force not only safeties back, defensive coordinators to plan and keep safeties back, but your middle of the road to bad teams in this league are literally going to do what he said and spot drop at 12 yards instead of 8 and just give Dalton Schultz those underneath catches. That's the other reason is because we as fans can watch the games and we can see exactly what Dalton Schultz is talking about. From the Hall of Fame game against the Bears all the way up to this last preseason game against the Giants, the tight ends have absolutely ate with that first unit.
Yeah, him and Brevin.
Teagan Quatorio. I remember Teagan and Cade Stover.
Yep.
Cade Stover. I mean, all those guys were just like, and these are preseason games. So, like I said, the Hall of Fame game was very vanilla. But the point is very, very valid. And I just think when it's coming from inside the walls, from a player that's actually executing it all, I think it's big, man. It's really big. That is what all the conversations about the added weapons and yada yada yada, all the year two and Bobby Slowick's offense. What does it mean? What does it matter? Is exactly what he just said. There is so much space underneath for the tight end. You're either going to take a ton of risk and put DBs on an island with either Nico, Tank, or Diggs, or you're going to play soft as hell and just give them, like, just play catch underneath with your tight ends, your running backs, and your underneath receivers. Yeah. And so it's just the real of it and the source of it, Ron, is big.
Well, as we know, and I think the league knows, that CJ also – he's big play. Like, he'll take what he needs to take, but he is also not afraid of going for the big play. And with that threat of the guys on the outside and his willingness to go downfield and try to get the big play, opens up all of that space in the middle of the field. And it is because, you know, teams are going to go into this saying, all right, we're just not going to let you get big plays on us. Like, we're not going to get you where you're going to kill us. You're going to have to methodically work yourself down the field. We're not going to just give up big plays. And I think CJ is a key to that. One, he will damn sure threaten the ball down the field. But two, CJ ain't forcing it. At least that's what we've seen in his first year. He will certainly take all of that stuff and Dalton Schultz can eat, but in particular with Brevin Jordan, he's one move from being out the gates.
Yes,
he's getting some cushion. We saw it last year. I mean, he's I'm not saying he's going to go for 70, but he is a big play away, waiting to happen with all of that extra space that he has. So
you think about Joe Mixon too, is really good in the pass game. We've seen Cam Akers be effective in the pass game. Brevin Jordan, you mentioned. Dalton Schultz, you mentioned. I mean, Cade Stover's been really, really good. So, I mean, it's just one of those deals, man, where when you look at it, it's just so simple, but that's the beauty of football, man. If you get guys that are that explosive and you got a quarterback that'll just be patient and commit to taking that what he calls boring stuff, man, it can be powerful. Now, there's another conversation to be had. I know right now is not the time. There's another conversation to be had off of Dalton Schultz's comments. If it opens it up that much for the underneath tight ends and running backs,
feels like this is a conversation we've been kind of having
about that run game, right? I mean, it's proof and it's like real substance to say, well, this offensive line that you've invested so much money in should benefit from that same thing that the tight ends and the underneath routes do.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.